Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can you give us an update on the gentleman that you rescued yesterday?
The investigation is still continuing with this. We know he is a 59-year-old male resident of Niagara Falls. The only status we have updated at this point is that he's in ICU stable condition.
What kind of injuries is he looking at?
I don't have the level of injuries yet.
Were you able to get any more information on how he got into the river in the first place?
No, that's still under investigation. It was mentioned yesterday in one of the interviews. It's not as obviously not as crowded now as far as the tourists, so we don't have any eyewitnesses as to how he entered the water. At this point, we're still not able to interview the subject. So we're no further ahead at this point.
Why are you not able to interview him? Is that because of his
condition?
State? Yeah.
Yes.
Is he able to speak at all? Is he, you know, alert to what?
We're not able to interview him at this point.
You know, Major, this is something that you guys have obviously, you said you trained for year-round, but when you have an instance like this, you know, here we are almost a full 24 hours later. I mean, what's the mindset among officers, firefighters, just, I guess, coming down from such an intense moment like what yesterday was around this time?
I mean, at this point, I'll just speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, this occurs and you go home for the, you know, after your shift's over, and you just kind of, you think about it, you relive it, and, you know, people call you and ask you about it, and you know, you kind of relive it again. You just think, is there anything more that I could have done, should have done? You know, everybody Monday morning quarterbacks themselves, you know. Come back to work the next day, you know, everybody talks and discusses things. You just always try to improve. You try to identify if there was a shortcoming whatsoever, and you try to improve on it. I think yesterday, the end result, it couldn't have been any better. You know, this is a strong individual. We survived a long time in the water. We were able to get to him, make contact, secure him, and get him to a hospital. And we can't ask for anything better than that.
Is he someone who is known to police?
I can't answer that at this time.
We have heard, I guess it could be considered a rumor, but was he under the influence of alcohol or anything else?
No idea of that.
Is there any toxicology being done or anything like that?
I don't want to comment on that right now.
What about his name? You haven't released his name. I wonder why.
We haven't released his name. We're not totally sure yet. We're still waiting for the investigation to continue. But depending on the circumstances of why or how he entered the water, we would want to give that out.
Could he be charged with anything? Possible?
I don't believe there would be any charges pending at this point.
You know, the fire chief said yesterday that because of the time element, how long everybody was in the water, they may have to look at, you know, changing the training protocol a little bit. How about from New York State Park Police? Are you looking to change anything based on what happened yesterday when it comes to training?
No, I don't think anything. You have to train in the environment that you're going to work in. We train in that water. There's certain limitations to what we can do. There's areas in that river that we would refer to as a point of no return, or just in an area that we know that we would not get to. without the assistance of, say, air assets, helicopters. They weren't, we would love to have been able to use them yesterday, but the weather was so inclement, they were not allowed to fly, and you couldn't risk that. You just keep, just as we did yesterday, you try one approach, it doesn't work, you try to regroup, move to a different approach, make an approach from a different angle, and that's really what it came down to. I don't think there's anything, at this point right now, I don't see any way of training differently.
How about the water level? How important was it to get that water level down to help you?
Oh, it's very important. You know, we always appreciate Ontario Power Grid and New York State Power Authority. When they draw that water, I can't say so much as I've ever, and I've been in that water a lot where they've drawn it down. I'm not so sure I noticed the difference in water height, but I definitely know the difference in the power of the water, the hydropower. So when they draw that off, we're able to get better footing. You know, and just more, and we're able to access more points when they draw that power away.
You had mentioned about a point of no return. Was he getting close to, or were you located near an area that was almost sort of dicey, in which you may not have been able to do much of anything?
No, I don't believe so. Not there. What, I say a point of no return, I just mean an area that just wouldn't be possible for us to maneuver in the water. It's difficult. It's extremely difficult. But we just, as we did, we just kept approaching it from different angles till we can get to it. Point of no return is probably not the correct term to use. But we just know, like in the different channels of the river, there's just no way we could get out there and walk through there. And that's what I mean by that.
I know you said you couldn't use the helicopters yesterday because of the weather, but were the trees also a factor in that? Because he was so close to where the trees were, I imagine a helicopter getting that close to stuff like that would be very difficult for any sort of rescue attempt.
That would be more of a question for a pilot to answer, okay. But I can tell through experience that we've had helicopters in previously near that area, and they dropped in that particular situation. They had dropped a cable down with a rescue swimmer on that cable, and they were able to operate and retrieve a person.
There's been, several stories over the decades of people who have gone over the falls for whatever reason it is. And I know your guys' job is to try to obviously prevent that, rescue people who are going over, in this case yesterday. But, can you speak to, how often you guys are having to do this, and what kind of training goes into the state parks police when it comes to ensuring that something like this doesn't happen, preventing it doesn't happen?
Prevention starts through our regular patrols. I'll say that. Our patrols are in the area trying to keep people, keep everyone safe. That's our job, public safety. You can't fence every inch of the water's edge. At some point, common sense has to come into play. If there's an intentional act, it doesn't matter what kind of fences you have. If it's an intentional act and somebody gets out there and then has a change of heart and they want our help, then we do just like we did yesterday. The circumstances plays no part in this. But the fact remains, if somebody's out there, we're going to try our hardest to go out and get them. The park is, we have our patrols. The park operations people employ park ambassadors, which are out there, and they're giving directions and information and things of that nature. But they're also our eyes and ears. If they see something out of place, or they know that the police are needed there, they'll contact us directly as well.
Yeah, in the case of, this is just reality, this is how it works, you guys can't be in every place at once, is that basically it?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was the most difficult part about yesterday's rescue? What was the most challenging part about yesterday's rescue? Given the time of year, the weather, I don't know. Height of the water.
You know, everything. I mean, his location, it was a tough location. I mean, he was right pretty much dead center in the channel. That made it difficult. That's why I took, different attempts to come from different angles. The weather, us as rescuers, the weather really didn't affect us. Our concern as far as weather and temperature was that of the victim, how long he could stand and hold on. And again, I'll just keep saying it, he's an incredibly strong man to hold on for as long as he did.
You can talk a little bit about your training, like how many times a year do you guys practice, or give us a sense of what goes into that training?
We try to get out there a couple times a year in the summer months, when it's better temperatures. We utilize the State Preparedness Center and the Rescue, which is drawing a blank. But in the Rescue, you can State Preparedness Center, and they conduct water training. They conduct all sorts of training out there. But we use them, and we send our personnel out there to get swift water training. That's a very controlled environment. It's a good resource for us, and they provide good training. But nothing there really prepares anyone for this water. So it's important and imperative that those same people get access and get into this water here and operate.
Yeah, so when you guys are doing your training a couple times a year, I mean, are you at different parts of the water and close to the edge like you were yesterday?
We try to go to different points all the time, just so everybody gets a comfort level in that, that certain area. And when you get called, it's not the first time, and you're not looking, thinking, oh my gosh, which approach should I take? We try to move different areas. In that area right there, we've previously been in that exact spot, not in the center, but in that the path that I took, I've definitely taken that path before.
I know we asked you about it yesterday. You know, you're a major now. You could delegate this responsibility to someone else, but, you're still a rescuer at heart. Is this something that you still want to keep doing, even in your current position?
The only thing I'll say about that is yesterday, because I had gotten a question on this. Mm-hmm. It was something I saw. I was trying to maintain command and control, and in doing so, I something struck me, and I said, we have to get to this one spot. And Captain Lowe was with me, and he said, well, I'll go with you. And at that moment, we just grabbed two suits and ran to that one area, and we came out in the water as we did. It's the timing. It's not like we were staged and waiting or anything like that. It happened. We made the decision. We ran down there, immediately got our suits on, and made our way to that water's edge. And when we got there, that's when we heard the screams, if you will, of the onlookers. And we looked up, we saw the victim starting to slip away. The captain hooked me up real quick, and I got in the water, and there he was. It wasn't I can't explain it. I don't like coming off like people use that hero term. I don't like that at all. It's just a situation that we saw. We acted on it right then. Yes, as a major, you should have other people doing it, but there was nobody else at the time, and there wasn't time to gather anybody else.
It was instinct and training.
That's the best I can say, yeah.
How many rescues have you been part of in your career down on the river?
Three big ones that I've been involved with, and there's been many other smaller ones. And a lot of training, and then there's a lot of other reasons. There's been rescues and recoveries. There's been a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.